The journal Science has just published a new study from scientists at Harvard University showing how a rise in global temperatures is helping to destroy the ozone layer. Scientists already knew the ozone layer was thinning over the polar regions.
But the idea that we could be reducing the ozone layer in the mid-latitudes is very alarming because so many people live in the mid-latitudes.
That's Joellen Russell, a professor of biogeochemical dynamics at the University of Arizona.
And there's public health issues with less ozone, meaning that we might be exposed to more skin cancer.
The study has even bigger implications. The atmosphere closer to the Earth is already warming. As heat and water vapor fuel storms, bigger storms, over the continental U.S., they punch water vapor higher into the atmosphere. That water vapor cools the stratosphere and destroys ozone. Meanwhile, with all those changes in temperature, stronger winds can develop in the transition level between the two layers of the atmosphere. As that happens,
we could actually potentially see either an increase in the westerly wind speeds or change in their position.
Those wind speeds she's referring to, the jet stream.
Here in the Southwest, we depend on that for all our winter rain.
Most people understand climate change means warming, but it may also mean changes in patterns. More research is necessary, but for now, be sure to grab a hat and that SPF 50. On KUNM's Conservation Beat, I'm Laura Paskus.